You are listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production.
Bonus. Something extra that is good. B-O-N-U-S. Bonus.
Yeah. I like it when the girls stop by in the summer. Do you remember? Do you remember when we met that summer?
Kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer.
Welcome into another bonus episode of Two Peas. I'm so glad that you tuned in today because we have a super, super fun episode. All these start out over on our Patreon site and then they make their way out to the public. I don't know. This is going to be more of a short one. This is going to be super fun for me. These are definitely going to be guilty pleasures, but I have no shame in telling everyone that I love this genre of music. I always did back in the 90s and I still do. When they come on, I can't turn them off. But we're going to be discussing boy band songs from the 1990s today. And it's one of our infamous top five list, so I have a couple guests that I invited on to give their top five boy band songs from the 90s as part of our 1990s collection. So let's say hello to them real quick before we get going with our top fives. First, you know her from Film Roast, and she's actually a first timer to Two Peas. We've been together.
We've tried.
This definitely isn't the first time we've been together because we've been together on Movie Geek and on Playlist. But here we are on Two Peas for the first time. But everyone say hello to Hannah from Film Roast. Hannah, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be on this one, particularly this specific episode.
Yeah, you mentioned, and you might talk about it later, but you mentioned that your sister, right, is having a bachelorette party?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, in a couple of weeks.
And I'm sure this music is going to be a good soundtrack for that evening.
Absolutely.
So hopefully it helped you along there. And then thanks for being here. And then this guy, you know, he's been on three or four times. I love this guy. I've been on his show. He's been on this show. And we're good buddies. But Dan is back from Netflix and Swill. Dan, what's up, brother?
Shalom, my homies.
What's up, man? Thanks for being here. And you know what? It was surprising to me that everyone should know that Dan jumped in on this topic. He kind of requested to be on this episode. So that's interesting to me.
I have no shame. Like people,
I was going to say.
Like, you know, you have like your quote unquote guilty, where it's like, hey, we're a podcast all about guilty pleasures. I'm like, I don't have any guilty pleasures. I like what I like and I don't care.
That's a good motto to live by, brother. And I'm excited to see what you bring to the table here. So once again, we are discussing boy band songs, but they have to be from the decade of the 90s. Because it fits into our 1990s collection that we're currently doing. So anything that was released from 90 to 99 is fair game. Well, let's see what we did then. Hannah, you ready to get us started off? Why don't you give us your number five? What do you got over there?
Okay, so this was like the 90s. I was born in 91, so this was my childhood.
Uh-huh.
And I have two older sisters, so boy bands were a staple, an Austic staple. So we listened to a very wide variety of jams, but there was one CD in particular that I had to put at my number five spot because it was just one track off this album that was played incessantly, probably for an entire year, and that is M-Bop by Hanson.
Yes. God, I love it. God, I love it. It's going to come up later on my list. We already have crossover. So ding, ding, ding. But go ahead. Why do you love this song?
Oh, it's a freaking classic. Half the words make no sense. All of them looked like girls at the time. One of them looked like quite like me, actually, when I was little. But it's just such a good jam. Like, you can still listen to it in your car and sing along.
Yeah.
I remember the music video so vividly. Just a much too much sunflower usage, but a quality video nonetheless.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was played over and over ad nauseum in our house, so I had to pick it.
I agree. I put it on my list too. It'll come up later. I won't say too much about it right now, except that I was afraid that you guys might get on me when I picked it, that it might not be boy band. So I'm glad to hear that you did.
No, they're literally boys when they sang the song. So
I know. All right, cool. Well, obviously, I agree with the pick. Great way to get us started there, Hannah. Appreciate that. And then, Danny, boy, you're up for your number five boy band tune from the 90s, man.
All right. I have a very loose definition of boy band. Basically, my definition of a boy band is a group of strictly males that have two or more vocalists. So we might get into contentiousness with my number four, but my number five is, to me, the best boy band of all time. It's NSYNC, and I want you back.
You're all I ever wanted.
Started it all, right? I think that was their first like big single.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Well, this is the band, spoiler alert, that I said I could have put all top five songs from. I know that there's often like a Backstreet versus NSYNC kind of battle that's always kind of brewed over the last 20 years, but I've always been an NSYNC dude, man. I love Justin Timberlake to this day, one of my favorite solo artists, NSYNC. I mean, again, you use the term guilty pleasure, that's fine, but I've always loved them, and no shame in that.
So. Yeah, I have no shame in. To me, NSYNC is the number one, but in the 90s, it was not their time yet.
They did kind of, you're right, because Bye 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 came out 2000-ish, I think.
Believe me, I tried to sneak one of those in there. I was like, oh, when did the single release? Because that's important. First single off that album was released in January of 2000, so real close, but not there.
Just missed it. Well, I love the pick, man. I got another NSYNC song. I was kind of teeter-tottering between three or four, and the one I went with is a different song, so we'll see how we go there. So nice pick. Obviously, I love it. All right, so number five for me, guys, is a little bit different and maybe out of left field. I don't know, but I was just really into this group for two or three years in the early 90s. This is the oldest song on my list. It came out in 1991. I could have put another song that came out in 1990 on here, but I went with this track because it was the funnest track that I can remember. It was just so poppy and so fun. And just when you hear it, it just screams boy band. And that is a song called All for Love by Color Me Bad. How do you guys feel about Color Me Bad? What do you think about that?
I don't remember this song.
Okay.
I think I prefer I Want to Sex You Up over All for Love.
Really?
If I'm being honest. Yeah, I just think it's catchier. But I appreciate and respect the choice.
Yeah, I was going to do I Want to Sex You Up. That was the other one that I was talking about because that was what got me into this group, you know, and I just thought that song was so edgy at the time, you know, and you listen to it now and you're like, wow, this is so cheesy. But All for Love is just so fun and poppy and kind of silly and kind of you know, screams boy band. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I also feel like judging from their cover art, like, they all look super old. I could be wrong, but they look like they're, like, in their 30s.
Right. I think they were. And they were also, one of them looked like George Michael. You remember that? I remember I thought,
yes,
I remember,
totally.
I remember I thought it was George Michael. I'm like, wait a second. Did he have a side project? but yeah, so I went with Color Me Bad. Obviously, that one is a guilty pleasure, but I had to put them on the list, and that'll be the last time they're mentioned on my list today. So let's do our number fours. We'll go back around to you, Hannah, for your number four 90s boy band tune.
Okay, so like you, I wanted an eclectic range of artists, and this is a boy band that I think is never mentioned in, like, the greats, because you almost always go with Backstreet and NSYNC, but I think they're right below that tier. So I went with their classic hit, 98 Degrees, their classic hit that they made for the Mulan soundtrack, True to Your Heart, with Stevie Wonder, because it is just fantastic.
Oh, that's good. I haven't heard that in forever. I can't even place it off the top of my head, but you know what? Every show we go on together, you pull Disney in some way. So I should have seen this coming. But yeah. Well, that's a good pick. I got to go back and listen to that one now. I didn't listen to that one in my research for the show. I did listen to a few 98 Degrees tunes because they are, like you said, kind of in the conversation for 90s boy bands, but they're often a kind of on the back burner.
Oh, they're very much on the back burner for me. I'm not a 98 Degrees fan.
Yeah, they came along too late. You know what I mean? It was kind of like they were just benefiting from the genre, if you will. But gotta love Disney, man. I love Mulan. I love Disney. So I got to go back and listen to that one. I'll be excited to play that one for the episode when I do my editing. So nice pick there. All right, Dan, you said your number four was going to be a little contentious, right? So let's hear it. What do you got?
Yeah, so this is... I actually talked to my dad about this, and he is a very large music lover. So I asked him, yo, would you consider these guys a boy band? And he went, no, these guys are just straight up R&B, but under my definition, they're not. And I'm, of course, talking about Boyz II Men and their song End of the Road.
Good one. Good one.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. I put them on my list too. A different song, but I put them on my list. So I'm going to agree with you that they fit in the definition of boy band. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My thing with boy band music is that I hate, like, the romantic songs. I kind of prefer, like, the fun songs. But Boyz II Men, like, if you were playing any romantic songs at all, Boyz II Men had that market cornered. Like, they are the group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is one of those bands that they're cool because if you read the definition of boy band, like you said, having two or more young male singers, then they're obviously a boy band, but they could also be Motown, they could also be a cappella, they could also be R&B, like you said. So they kind of definitely transcend genres, but I put them on my list too. Hannah, you got any problem with Boyz II Men being on a boy band list or no?
Absolutely not. They're on my list as well.
Okay, right. Awesome. Yeah. Hey, Danny boy, there you go. No contention here, man. With you, man. We got your back. All right, let's see. So my number four is the other, I guess, power boy band to come out of the 90s, and that is the Backstreet Boys. My favorite song of theirs, which is I Want It That Way from 1999.
Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we,
I went with this one. I was definitely going to put Backstreet on the list. You know, I love a lot of their songs. I don't want to mention any in case they come up later from you guys. But the video, you know, they're all in the white suits on the airport runway. It's just kind of, it was just, and this was during the huge, like, TRL days on MTV.
Right.
And I saw that video probably 15 times a day, every day after school. And it was just a big, big pop single back then. And it's just a lot of fun, and I DJ weddings on the weekend. I know you guys probably know that, and I have weddings almost every weekend, two or three times a month, and this song is always a crowd pleaser. I mean, every time you hear that opening guitar riff, I mean, people just melt and freak out, and it's kind of slow in the beginning, and then kind of turns into a dance song, and, you know, I mean, it's the Backstreet Boys, so what are you going to do? But it's a lot of fun, and it's probably my favorite song of theirs if I had to pick one, so that's why it's on my list at number four. You guys cool with that?
Sure.
Yes. Tell me why. On my list, but not with this song.
Different song?
Okay. I mean, this is like arguably one of their greatest songs. And this is like from Millennium, right? So it's on the cusp of 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah, you're right. It was right in that. And like Dan said, if we were doing just boy band songs, period, I mean, there would have been the first half of the 2000s. There was so much to pull from.
Oh, there might not even be Backstreet on my list at that point. It might just be all NSYNC at that point.
Yeah. So Millennium, like you said, in 99 was right at that renaissance when it really kind of took off in 2000. So, well, thanks for being behind me there, guys. Let's see. Hannah, you want to give us your number three?
Yes. So Dan will appreciate this because my number three is End of the Road by Boyz II Men.
Hooray!
I almost went with Motown Philly just because it's classic, but had to stick with End of the Road. I think it's their best hit, in my opinion, my favorite one to listen to. So, yeah, absolutely, Boyz II Men, number three.
Awesome. Yeah, Boyz II Men's coming up on my list, too. Did you guys know that this song, I was reading about it because I almost picked this one as my Boyz II Men track, but it was like the record holder for the most weeks at number one. It was a really cool story as I was reading about it, but it was at number one for 13 weeks and it broke the record. And then what knocked it out of, it took the record away from them, was Mariah Carey the following year. And then the year after that, they released One Sweet Day with Mariah Carey, and that broke the record. So it was like a fun little kind of seesaw battle with them and Mariah Carey. And finally, they just got together and said, okay, let's just two of us just do it. And they crushed the record. I think it might still hold the record for 16 weeks at number one or something like that.
I don't think anyone's come close to that. I think today's music moves a little too quickly for that record to still stand.
Mm-hmm.
Or for that record to not stand, I should say.
That's a good point. Okay, so a little crossover there with End of the Road, which is a great track. Originally appeared on the Boomerang soundtrack. I don't know if you guys know that. The Eddie Murphy film in the early 90s. And then they later released it on their...
Why are you talking about movies we don't know? I've never heard of that movie in my entire life.
Boomerang with Eddie Murphy.
No.
Hannah,
I've never heard of it either.
Hannah, you do Film Bros. Oh, my God.
Never heard of it.
Okay, well, it was written for the soundtrack. It was actually an original movie song that they wrote for that movie because Eddie Murphy goes through a breakup in it, and then it was later put on their album as well because it did so successful. So,
as it should have been.
All right. Sorry about that, guys. Hey, a little film trivia for Hannah, though. Now she can take that back. All right, so let's say number three for you, Danny Boy. What do you got, man?
All right, this is my first of two Backstreet Boys songs. That's right. I didn't care about diversity. I just went straight top five. Also off their Millennium album, I'm taking Larger Than Life.
Wow, 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 wow. Yeah.
one of the most ridiculous music videos I've ever seen in my entire life.
It was larger than life, right?
Oh my god, they're on a space station. A terrible 2000s looking space station.
Yeah, they really went for it. They really went for it. Yeah, if you had to pick, Hannah, I think me and Dan already kind of showed our allegiance, but if you had to pick, are you picking NSYNC or Backstreet?
I have never been able to choose because they were both just so prolific. I actually had a couple friends. One was a diehard Backstreet, one was diehard NSYNC, and there was they wrote this huge editorial in the paper, one for Backstreet, one for NSYNC. And it was this like huge deal at school. I'm undecided. I really don't know. Yeah. I mean, if you're speaking on like further careers of the artist, like NSYNC, because Justin hands down beats everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But longevity and quality, I feel like goes to Backstreet because I think they're still making pretty good music. So
yeah.
It's a tough call.
Didn't they just do a tour with New Kids like a couple years ago?
Or yeah.
Am I just imagining?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if I was imagining that, if that actually happened, but okay, cool. Well, Larger Than Life, a different Backstreet song than the one I had, but a good tune as well. And I think it was on the same album, Dan, if I'm not mistaken.
What was that?
I think it was on the same album, Millennium, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, my number three, guys, a group that's been mentioned by both of you already, Boys to Men. The song that I went with is I'll Make Love to You. That was my number three. I think the reason I chose this one over Into the Road or Motown Philly...
Is because you're Gerald?
Is because I'm creepy as shit. No, yeah. That's not really why I picked it. just because I can remember at the time, you know, when this came out in the 90s, it's just... I mean, you had, like, Let's Get It On from Marvin Gaye, for example. Mm-hmm. And I can remember George Michael had a hit in the 80s with I Want Your Sex. But this was like those, but it was very, like, romantic, you know? And it was just different. It was a different twist on a lustful kind of song, do you know what I mean? And it was almost like you didn't feel weird listening to it. It didn't sound weird coming on the radio. It was just like it was a romantic kind of R&B tune. And I just remember when I first heard it, it didn't seem as taboo to me, even though the subject matter obviously is. But it's just one of those infamous songs, right? I mean, it's in a ton of movies, a ton of TV shows. There's a ton of memes about it and GIFs, and, you know, it's just synonymous. I mean, I put up the other day on Twitter a meme because John Krasinski did karaoke on Jimmy Fallon's show, and he did this song, and it became a meme, you know, of him singing I'll Make Love to You to Jimmy Fallon. And, you know, it's just a...
I know.
I just remember that.
Disingenuous pieces of shit on fucking TV right now.
Oh, but I love him.
No.
Man.
Oh,
I love him.
No.
Him and Timberlake together. Dynamic duo.
No.
But we'll get into that. We'll get into that later.
I'd rather have Sandberg and Timberlake. That's the real dynamic duo there.
Actually, that's a pretty good duo, too. I'll give you that one. So I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men is my number three. I won't get creepy. I'll just leave it at that. We got a lady on the show today, Dan, so I don't want to get too crazy here. So our runner-ups, here we go. Hannah, your number two 90s boy band song.
Okay, first let me make a note about I'll Make Love to You video because it's so awkward rewatching it. But like what I love about the 90s versus now is like now when you have a romantic boy band song like One Direction or whoever, I mean, they're not even a band anymore, but take them as an example. If they had a song about like falling in love, the video would consist of like one of them dating a girl and it would be like a story. In the 90s, all of them just are sitting in the room like singing. And it's just like so weird. Like one of them's on like the counter and one of them's on the bed. And it's like, okay, I don't need you all here.
That's true.
But anyway.
Let's all get together and sing about making love to my girlfriend. You want to?
Yeah, they're like... It's not going to be one of us. It's going to be all of us or none.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The camaraderie,
which I appreciate.
You don't get that. Yes. You don't get that amongst the millennials today. These goddamn millennials exactly. and their goddamn iPhones.
That's true.
Yeah, GD millennials. All right. So for my number two, I went back to NSYNC. My personal favorite jam of theirs, Tearing Up My Heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I do, I feel the pain with or without you.
I just think it's like a funky beat. I love it. They also wear white in this video, kind of like the Backstreet Boys. But they're in like this weird broken down industrial building and doing their classic boy band dances, which is fantastic. So had to go with this.
Man, aren't 90s boy band music videos just the dumbest, stupidest, weirdest things?
They are.
The worst, but the best.
They are. It's like they're so cringeworthy in a good way. It's hard to explain. But what's funny is when I was researching this originally, I was watching clips on YouTube and I actually had to stop because I was like, I don't like these songs as much if I watch the videos. So I so I started listening to them in my iTunes library instead after seeing some of the video clips. But yeah. Great pick. Love NSYNC. Can't go wrong, in my opinion. So good pick there. Tearing Up My Heart is Hannah's number two. Dan, what's your runner-up, buddy?
I'll make love to you like you want me to. And I'll hold you tight. Baby, yes. All through the night, I'll make love to you.
That's pretty good, Dan. You did pretty good there.
Thanks. I've been practicing.
So you're getting on me, but you picked this one too.
Oh, no. This song is great. No, this... It's not, like, it is creepy, but, like, it's at least consensual. Like, if you listen to every lyric of the chorus, it's not like, oh, I'm going to take you out, I'm going to do. No, we're going to have sex the way you want to, and I'm going to treat you right. Like, that's all the song's about. It's perfect.
It's great. I already talked about it, and I know Hannah did, too. I was just talking about the video. But, yes, yeah, it's a great song, man. It's just one of those just staples to come out of the 90s, definitely from Boyz II Men catalog. I would venture to say, even though we talked about the success of End of the Road, and obviously Motown Philly is kind of what blew them up to begin with, but I would venture to say that anybody that was around in the 90s, at least, mm-hmm. if you say Boyz II Men, this is probably the first song that comes to mind.
Oh, 100%.
I feel like this is, like, their song. You know what I mean? That kind of defines them. But yeah, good pick, man. You know I agree with it. I'll make love to you, Dan.
I'll make love to you, Gerald.
There's a comma in there, Dan, but thank you. All right, my number two, my runner-up. Let's see. I got to go back to my list here. It's already been mentioned by Miss Hannah, and it is Hanson's Umbop. Umbop, bop, bop, doo-wop. So that's my jam. I love that song. I got this compilation CD many, many years ago. It was like the best of the 90s, and this was track one on that album. And
I got the first it. Now This Is What I Call Music on cassette, mm-hmm. and this was on there.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I just love this song.
And now they're like, on the, like, what, 60-something? Or, like, maybe even 90-something? Now That's What I Call Music.
Yeah,
something ridiculous.
I think in the U.S. they're up at their, like, 60s or 70s volumes, yeah. They put them out every few months. But, yeah, it's just a fun song. Like Hannah said, it doesn't even make any sense. It's just a cool beat, and it's like, you don't even know what they're saying, and you just kind of jive to it. And they were young, and they were hip, and they played their own instruments. At least I think they did. They gave the impression that they did. I read a little bit about this particular song was mixed up by the Dust Brothers, which have done a lot of stuff for Beck and the Beastie Boys and some other groups. And they kind of turned this song from a ballad into what we know of it now, kind of like an upbeat poppy number.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was originally a ballad. So I'm glad that they did that because it's just a fun song. I mean, I feel like it's the epitome of like a fun boy band song. And I was glad to hear that Hannah picked it too because I was afraid there might be some contention with considering Hanson a boy band. I wasn't sure, so... Umbop is my runner-up, is my number two, and that brings us to our number ones, guys. So we're getting down to the end here. Hannah, do you want to go ahead and throw out your number one?
You mean?
We're getting to the end of the road. That's right. You want to go ahead and throw up your number one, Hannah?
Yes. This to me is the quintessential 90s boy band song. Like, if there ever was one, it is this one. I don't care what other people think. This is the only number one in my heart. Everybody, Backstreet's Back by Backstreet Boys. It is the ultimate song.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Everybody.
Remember this video so vividly because it scared the crap out
Wait,
of me
what?
Because they were all scared. Yeah. I mean, mind you, well, like 97, you? I was six.
Yeah, she was six. Sure. Yeah.
So, and this was like, they were all dressed up as like mummies and vampires. And I was like, this is so weird, but I can't stop looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't think of the 90s without thinking about this song. So it's my number one.
Another very popular one at weddings for me. People love dancing to this one, too. I guess it would kind of be the equivalent of being 5 or 6 years old and seeing Thriller in the 80s. It's kind of what you're talking about. Because I remember...
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm much older than you guys, but I can remember seeing Thriller at a very young age. I was maybe 10 years old, and I remember, wow, this is kind of scary, but like I love the song, and I want to see what happens, and you just keep watching it. And, you know, it was on MTV, so I could watch it, you know?
I mean... To be fair, like even for the 80s, like, it, and I understand the makeup effects are cheesy now, but like those are pretty good makeup effects, honestly. Like you have people like flailing around in full zombie garb and like nothing's falling off of them. So kudos to that makeup team.
Yeah, they did a great job. Great song, Hannah. And you're right, I'm looking at your list, and I guess you did. You were very well rounded on there, and so was I. So you got a little bit from everybody there, so I appreciate that. Dan, why don't you go ahead and give us your number one, brother?
Gerald, I'm going to be very disappointed if this isn't also your number one.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, yeah, rock your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body. Back
right.
Streets back. All right.
Everybody.
Well, you
rock
know,
I
gotta be honest.
This is the number one. This is the best. This is the best 90s boy band song, bar none.
I feel ya. I'm not gonna refute it. I'm not gonna argue it. It's not my number one because they're not my. NSYNC is my heart. I could not put NSYNC at number one. I had to. What do you want to say anything about Backstreet's Back before I go to my number one?
No, I mean I sang the song. That's all you need to know. Like this.
Yeah,
it's
you
just
did. You
the
killed
ultimate
it.
90s boy band song.
You killed it. All right, well, my number one is was mentioned over there by Hannah, but it's Tearing Up My Heart by NSYNC. Like I said, I mean, you guys know I love him. Justin Timberlake's one of my favorite artists to this day. I've seen him live a few times. You know, I was the guy in high school listening to NSYNC. I didn't care. And this song is what introduced me to NSYNC. It wasn't their first hit, I Want You Back. I wasn't into them yet. So when Tearing Up My Heart came along and blew up MTV with the weird video that Hannah already talked about, that was when I originally got into them. And like I said, Justin, from that moment up until this moment as we're sitting here, has remained one of my favorite artists. And I just love the NSYNC catalog because of his attachment to it more than anything else. But I'm a huge JT fan, and I had to put NSYNC at number one. I definitely appreciate and agree with Backstreet's Back, but I'm one of those people that even though the two groups probably wouldn't want it, I'm going to pit them against each other. Okay. So for me, I'm definitely an NSYNC guy if I had to pick.
I mean,
so I had
like,
to put
them I am too, but like NSYNC wasn't at the height of their power yet. We're not at Bye Bye Bye. We're not at Pop. We're not at any of the big
That's
stuff
true.
Yet.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that. Well, there you go, guys. That was our top fives boy band songs from the 90s. I only had a couple guests on because I figured we would have quite a bit of crossover, even if it just came down to the groups or whatever. And we did. All of us had some NSYNC. All of us had some Backstreet. All of us had some Boys to Men. Me and Hannah crossed up a little bit there with Hanson. Hannah brought her staple Disney pick, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
every show, I love it. Every show I've been on, she brings a Disney pick, which is awesome. So let's give a few honorable mentions, guys. Did you guys have any honorables that didn't get mentioned today? Hannah, how about you?
Oh, I have so many. Do you want me to do one or just
a few, all of them? Just two or three.
Okay. So, I mean, I feel like 90s was like the birth and death of boy bands. Like, I just feel like there were so many that came up out of the woodwork. So some of my other favorites that I just couldn't put on the list were Truly Madly Deeply by Savage Garden, who was just an Australian duo. They made some good hits. And then Summer Girls by LFO is a classic.
Yeah, no doubt.
If you were 8 at the time. And then I'll Be Your Everything by a band called Youngstown, which was used in Inspector Gadget, which is really random. But like, if you listen to it, you'd be like, oh my God, yeah, this song. And then one of my favorites that I almost put in my top 5, but I couldn't justify it over Mbop, was Slam Dunk the Funk by a band called Five, who was really popular for a while, and they did this huge concert on Disney Channel, and one of their songs was used in a Disney original film called Smart House.
I remember that movie
when I was little. Yay! And so they do this dance to Slam Dunk the Funk, and it was like at the time the coolest thing ever. So I had to add that.
Gerald, let me explain to you Smart House really quick. It's a single father and his two kids, and the house is this AI run by the mom, or like the AI is the mom from Malcolm in the Middle. So that's basically okay. The premise. And she becomes like overprotective, and like they're trying to like reset her so she doesn't, you know, prevent them from living a life. So it's not great, but I remember that very vividly.
And Five is
amazing.
Hannah, isn't Five the group that like uses the number 5 as one of the letters in their name or something like that?
Yes. The number 5, IVE. And also the Smart House was Katie Sagal.
Oh, was it?
Not Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, that's so, even.
Really?
Peggy Bundy? Wow.
You're right, though. They are eerily similar.
Yeah. Huh.
Smart House.
I mean, I haven't watched it since the 90s, so I'm going to give myself a pass on that.
Yeah, please.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Good picks there, Hannah. Thanks for being on, hon. You had a great list there. Let's see. Dan, did you have any honorable mentions that we didn't hear about today?
Yeah, sure. I had As Long As You Love Me by Backstreet Boys. That was just kind of to fill out, you know, the requirement of a couple of honorable mentions. Normally, I wouldn't even consider this close to the top, but it's just because it's one of those romantic slow songs, and I kind of prefer the faster, more up-tempo, more who-cares kind of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is technically a boy band by definition, but they aren't. It's Blink-182's All the Small Things, because, hey. And this is also because of the music video, they're ripping off every boy band music video trope in there. Mm-hmm. Also, shout out, Chrissy from So I Married a Movie Geek is in this music video.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's not.
I just found that out recently. Yeah.
Yes, she is.
Shut up.
If you go to
Justin
like,
posted about that the other day.
If you go to like 2 minutes 40 seconds, when you see all the fans waving goodbye to Blink, I forget what exactly the second timestamp is, but like she's amongst those people. I have a screenshot of that.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say, I think Justin recently put up a clip from that as well, and he was like, just a reminder, Throwback Thursday, my wife was in a Blink 182 video.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, like I forget what it was, but they were going through, like, they were like, it was like one of their older episodes, but they were like, yeah, check out our IMDb pages. So I'm like, yeah, fuck it, I got nothing to do at work. So I checked out their IMDb pages, and there's Chrissy. They're like, I was in a Blink-182 music video. I'm like, what? I must know.
Well, the only honorable mentions that I have that most of them got mentioned, let's see, you said I Want You Back. Mm-hmm. I also put Backstreet Boys' Quit Playing Games With My Heart.
That's also a good one.
It was a sweet jam. We said I Want to Sex You Up was on there. And then the only other one, because I feel like in honor of just the term boy bands, I feel like this is really one of the first modern day. And when I say modern day, I mean like 80s, 90s through today, that really started it was New Kids on the Block. Mm-hmm. So in terms of the 1990s, one of my favorite songs of theirs was Step by Step from 1990. Obviously, Hangin' Tough is their bread and butter, but that was in the 80s. So I had to give a little shout out to new kids there. I feel like they kind of started what we know today as boy bands.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So let's. Thanks so much for being here. Let's go around the horn. I want you to just real quick to plug your shows and tell everybody where they can find you. Hannah, I'm so excited that you were able to finally come on. I want to have you back when we do a movie themed one in the future.
I want you back.
Back. Da, na, na, absolutely. But Hannah, you know I love you. I support you over on Patreon. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you on Film Roast?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I'm the co-host of a show called Film Roast, where two overcaffeinated and underqualified friends talk about movies. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Film Roast Show. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/filmroast.
Awesome, and thank you again for being here. You had a great list. Danny boy, everybody listening to this knows that you and I go way back. I love you. I love Caleb.
All the way back to the distant year of 2017.
That's right. Well, in my time of being a podcaster, we go back.
Yeah.
But where can they find you and Caleb over there on Netflix and Swill, man?
So you can find us on any podcatcher you would normally find podcasts on. Just search Netflix, the letter N, Swill. Yeah. And you could also find the show just generally on NetflixNSwill.com.
Awesome, brother. Thanks for being here again. I know you'll be back, and I'm going to be on your show when we talk about Sense8 when it returns.
Whenever that movie comes out, which is looking like 2019 at this point.
I'm ready, brother. I got that shit marked on the calendar, dog. Tell Caleb I'm coming for him. All right, that's it. That's it, guys. You can find all our information in the show notes. Our 1990s bonus collection is going to continue for the rest of this year. We got some fun stuff coming up. The next one on the docket is the top five grunge rock songs from the 1990s. I'm going to have some fun guests on for that one as well, and we'll put our flannel shirts on and go nuts. Until then, this has been another bonus episode of Two Peas. I want to thank Hannah and Dan for being here, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Gerald.
You've been listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production. Support and subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blazingcariboustudios.